This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
A very hungover El Jordano Diablo.
Get your shit together, boy. We're professionals.
I'm here.
All right, fair enough.
I came to work. Leave me the fuck alone.
All right, we'll leave you alone and we'll talk to our guest. Our guest this week on the program is comedian and actress Sarah Yeager.
Welcome.
Hey guys, what's up?
Happy to have you.
So Sarah, why do you hate online dating?
Oh God, online dating. Well, dating in general is hard, but I feel like online dating just adds an unnecessary like pressure or like awkwardness.
There is that. There's definitely that.
What's the worst awkwardness of it for you?
I just don't like talking to people that I actually haven't met in person.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. I mean, my biggest gripe with it is people are fucking liars.
Yeah.
People are fucking liars. Like, I haven't been online dating, in years, but I hated it so much. Like, I probably hung out with 3-4 different girls, something like that, and just all of them were like, I was just like, this sucks. Like, when you show up to a bar and the person just like, you can look at them and be like, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, right?
You are so full of shit. And like, I'd like to just turn around and walk out right now. And that happened to me multiple times, or 3-4 times, whatever. I never there was very few times that I hung out with those people multiple times. So I get it.
I find that the only lie that they're telling when I meet up is that they're interested in me.
Ouch. Maybe you shouldn't tell 50 people you want to blow Ryan Reynolds, or that you would blow Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, yeah, that does kind of turn some people off.
Why can't I meet a nice guy online like Chris Hemsworth?
Because you're not allowed.
you want to have to blow them really bad to meet someone like that.
So. That's how it works. So what's the worst lie you've been encountered on your online dating
worst
travails?
Lie. Let's see. I don't know about the worst lie, but I think one of the most like awkward moments was when I was dating this girl and we were just hanging out, and I knew this was like kind of we're never going to see each other after this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she felt it, I felt it, and in the middle of us hanging out, she just takes out her phone and starts talking to someone else and tells me that she's talking to someone else while we're on this date.
Interesting.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I just met this guy and I've been talking to him. And I'm like, okay. Great.
Thanks.
What, like,
I'm
what
gonna
is
go
that?
Now.
Yeah. Like, this is awkward. You're the one who asked me out on this date, and maybe just to show off that you're also talking to someone else.
I don't know. Maybe being being bisexual makes people more interesting. Like, hey, by the way, I've got other options here, but I really like you.
Right.
I like you so
you
much.
You better impress me.
Exactly. The pressure is on. Be like, great, thanks. I didn't sign up for a reality TV show.
No. I mean, dating is a fucking competition enough as it is. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're just starting to see someone, or at least in your head, you know, you psych yourself up, which is just like, I know what you mean. That pressure is fucking awful. It's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's also hard. If you don't know how to build a good resume, you're not going to build a good online dating profile.
Can be, I've like on Tinder and shit, like, can you rate people?
Oh, at first I thought you said rape.
No.
I did too. I was like, wait a minute.
Shit, man.
Okay. No, rate. Like, I went out on a date with this person. One star. You suck.
Yeah, dude. Like Uber.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, it's like, this date sucked. This person's a creep.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope you would at least be able to rate people on Adult Friend Finder. I just refuse to pay for a dating service, but that's probably what I would use now.
Just pay a hooker. Do that instead.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
I'm not opposed to the idea.
Yeah, what
just,
is it?
I just don't want to get my roommate in trouble.
Poor Nick. He would just be, he would be so preoccupied with his wizard gold.
I don't know what's happening in Jeremy's room, but I've got my gold.
That's what? A very good Nick Yurick. Do you know Nick Yurick?
I don't.
Oh, he's a Cleveland comic. He's an actor. He's hilarious, and that's exactly what he sounds like.
Oh, okay.
He's a... He's also the director, the creative, the artistic director of Theater West Virginia. So the accent is very West Virginia. I thought it was just Nick had a weird voice. And then we went to West Virginia for a show. And it's like, no, his brother sounds like this.
What if you had to go to West Virginia to do online dating?
Oh, God.
I'd just rather jump off one of the mountains or roll down one or whatever.
I had a good time in West Virginia. I wouldn't mind, but...
You look like you wouldn't mind dating somebody in West Virginia. Or multiple people, for that matter.
I dated a lot of women in Akron. It's basically the same thing.
That is fair.
Akron with accents, I guess?
Yeah.
Akron with accents. West Virginia.
Yeah.
Akron with accents and, you know, less socialization to the big city. That's all right. West Virginia is. But it's not even a big city.
I remember this one time. So I went out with this girl, met her at a bar, whatever. And we ended up sleeping together, like, that night. Mm-hmm. And that's generally a red flag to me. but there was no chemistry. Like, no chemistry between us. No chemistry sexually, whatever.
Wow.
And it was just, like, I was bored. Like, I was really fucking bored.
She's probably bored, too, then.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, no. Because, like, she, like, pushed and pushed and pushed and, like, wanted me to hang out again.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, well, okay. I mean, I'm just hanging out at my house watching movies.
Right.
She's like, oh, do you mind if I come over? I'm like, sure. Just being nice, you know, like, but there's no fucking chemistry there.
Mm-hmm.
And she came over and, like, after like 10 to 15 minutes of realizing that I had no interest, she fucking just got up and left.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. Like, I know that probably makes me sound like a prick, but it was just a very, very weird. Like, I was super perplexed by it. I was like, like, that was a bold move. Bold. I don't know if it was bold or cowardly.
It was bold, but I feel like in a way it was also respectful because she's like, "This isn't working. I'm not feeling it. He's not feeling it."
Yeah, yeah. Or just like, "Yeah, he's not feeling this. I'm not gonna waste my time." Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, just because she like pushed him, but and like still afterwards for like I would get like, oh, I forgot about that one. The first person I ever met online dating. Again, no, like, I just wasn't into it at all.
Yeah.
And she had also was a longtime girlfriend of a friend of mine that I didn't know. This was, like, years before. And I found that out, which, I mean, he wouldn't have cared, but I just wasn't interested.
That's just never a good situation.
No, yeah. No. I mean, he was in another relationship that he had been in for years at that point.
Right.
And I believe still is. And... it was like, I told her, I was like, look, I'm just not into it. We don't need to be friends. Like, I know we're Facebook friends, but that doesn't mean a fucking thing to me. And I used to get like, and I'm not joking, like 800 word texts at like 3 o'clock in the morning from her, like asking me why I wasn't interested. And I'm like, this is why I'm not fucking interested. Like, what do you mean? Look at what you just said to me. You're fucking weird. Sorry.
Yeah.
That'll happen though, man. I mean, sometimes people need that validation and like they will like go over hell or high water to get it. And it's just what it is.
Like, why are you forcing me to be a dick? You know, like, I don't want to be put in that position. Like, I don't want to tell you, like, hey, fuck off. This is not working. I'm going to try and do it in the nicest and most respectful way. But, like, don't make me ghost you. Like, because, like, that's happened to me before, and I know how shitty that fucking feels. That is the worst feeling in the world. And that was actually a person, like, that was a girl I met in person. We hung out for, like, 2-3 months.
Have you ever been ghosted and then they come back?
Not come back in like the fun kind of way. Come back into my life because they're mutual friend because of mutual friends, and like it's just fucking awkward. Like, and she is bold as fuck because it was like I was hanging out with a mutual friend, and the girl I had, you know, been seeing, sleeping with, whatever, this is probably 6 months to a year down the line, and hadn't talked to her. And this is kind of like what you said at the beginning, like just regular dating. So we're hanging out at the bar, and my friend's like, hey, she just texted me. Do you mind if she comes up? And I was like, I had to no sell it. You know, I had to be like, no, I don't give a shit. And she came up, and it was like one of the most, I was like, you knew I was with our friend, right? Like, I didn't say this, but I'm like, what? You're a fucking asshole. Like, you are, like, seriously a piece of shit. And, like, that fucked me up for a long time. That turned me off of, like, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I need to take a step back. Because I had been in a super toxic relationship for, like, 3 years. Oh, wow. Like, I kept doing that to myself, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it was on again, off again, whatever. God, I sound like a hot fucking mess today.
Yeah. Yeah, this show is about how Jordan sucks with women.
Whatever, I'm engaged. Fuck you.
You suck with women. You're good with one woman.
Yeah, because she puts up with my shit. And she's funny as fuck. You know it. Yeah. I know it. Everybody knows it. So anyway, long story short, I just like... I had sworn it off. I was just like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this myself anymore. Like, I'm going to figure my own shit out. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens. But like, about like, I don't know. When did that? That was 2016. Me and Chelsea started dating in 2017.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. So like a good long while went by. That's probably like a year and a half went by. Mm-hmm. And, that whole time I was like, I was ready to be like, you know what? I'm done. I'm okay being alone.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm almost 30 years old. You know, I'll be okay. Turns out she was at that point in her life too. And then we hung out, and like, I had had a crush on her for like 5 years.
Aww.
And for whatever reason, the first time we hung out one-on-one, it just clicked like right off the bat. And we were, dating 2 weeks later?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, she came over to the house when we were having that meeting, and then, like, pretty much the next day, I think you were dating.
I remember that night because this is actually pretty funny. Because, like, he knew I had had a... Everybody knew I had a fucking crush on her.
He wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah, I made no bones about it. I just didn't say it to her because she still intimidates me, like, in some ways. And so I walked her out. She was leaving. I walked her out. Like, he got to my house. I didn't tell him she was over. And he walks in. He goes, oh, hey. And because they've been friends for however long, like a long fucking time.
Okay.
I don't know if you met Chelsea King. She used to come to Kent back in the day to do stand-up. But... yeah, I've known Chelsea since she started. So,
and one of your first comedy kids, right? You've all given them up for adoption.
it's somebody else makes that judgment. It's them that makes the judgment of whether or not.
I know why you say that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I walked her outside. We kissed for the first time. I walked upstairs and I just looked at him and I was like, I just kissed Chelsea King. And he was like, what? Yeah. He's like, is something happening? Like, is something going over my head? And I don't know that. I mean, I'm engaged now. So, I mean, wow. It worked out.
Yeah, that's great.
And that didn't happen online.
No, not if, online.
No, it fucking did not.
See, actually, that's the best shit.
Yeah. So, like, what apps are you on right now, Sarah?
Adult Friend Finder.
Well, I'm currently not on any because I hate for it you. So much.
Good.
That's fair.
But I make fun of Facebook. They are launching Facebook dating. Can yeah.
Oh, that's
it?
Gonna be that's I've gonna be it. Bad.
Yeah.
That's gonna be really bad.
I've got that on my phone. Yeah.
She was like, I downloaded the app the moment they put it out. I got the beta.
No, it's it's weird.
Oh God, please show me.
Okay,
oh.
So basically all it is
like Tinder.
It's kind of like Tinder where you know, like her, no thanks.
Yeah.
And then your profile is like, you know, just a quick blurb and you know, pictures, and then you can answer questions and add your Instagram. So it's a lot like Tinder.
You know what? Yeah. There is an upside to that that I just realized. You can go on somebody's fucking Facebook page and be like, you can fucking do your investigation right there
yeah.
and be like, okay, all their statuses are bullshit. There's no way their life is this good or this yeah. bad. And you can scroll through their pictures and be like, let's find out if this person's a fucking liar. Because that's what I meant by liars. Like people
yeah.
on, you know how their profile will look one way and then you show up to meet them and you're like, you're a fucking liar.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because me, I always like, you see, what you see is what you fucking get.
Yeah, yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
just how I am. That's how I've always been.
Right.
So, it like, when you show up and you're like, nope, I can already tell you, you're a liar.
Well, that's a great, like, bullshit detector, like, right away.
We smell our own. You can't bullshit a bullshitter kind of thing, you know?
I feel it.
So, but, I mean, at least me... face value, you know
yeah.
what I mean? I'm only bullshitting if like I'm trying to get out of something.
Sure.
No,
sure.
I just create dating profiles like once every couple of months when I like decide, you know, maybe I should try to feel like a person again.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I create the profile, I realize, no,
I don't want to
do this.
I don't want to do this.
You literally launch it and then delete it.
No, yeah. That's actually me most of the time.
Really?
Yeah. I'll like, okay. I sometimes have an OkCupid account. Sometimes I'll have a Tinder. And I'm like, ooh, I really want a date. And I'll, like, swipe. And then someone talks to me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't want to talk to them. And then I literally delete my account. Because I'm like, there's too much pressure. Like, I can't. Like,
yeah. I mean, that sucks, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just that feeling.
Right.
That's exactly what happens to me. either that or it's just I create the account and I look at my picture and I'm like, oh, I'm gross. And I just delete it.
Why don't you go on metaldating.com?
Man.
My married buddy just used to peruse that. Not for any, like, he's like, these people are fucking idiots. Because it was like a website and like a message board and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, he just used to be like, dude, I used to work for him. He's like, you got to read this. This is like, these people are juggalos.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I used to be on makeoutclub.com, which was the emo dating website.
Makeoutclub.com. Wow. Is this like before like Tinder? They're like, we want people to make out with each other.
This is probably before I graduated high school in 2006.
Oh,
actually, yes.
Oh, man. MySpace, Zanga, Makeout Club.
Zanga.
Vampirefreaks.com.
What the fuck
is that a dating site? Like,
it was. I don't know if it's still around.
Goths.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure there's gothdating.com. There has to be.
It was goths and other kin.
Maybe you should like go on one of the more niche ones, like something you're into, and like be like, oh, these people are into this too. Like whatever the fuck it is, I'm sure there's got to be some kind of.
Is there a troll doll collector dating website?
Troll doll collector. Oh, I'm sure there is.
You
oh,
just
man.
Put up a picture of Sally Trollington and you're golden.
Be like, she looks like a real troll. Yes.
It's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah,
maybe so, give that a shot. I don't know.
Yeah. What would be your ideal online dating experience?
That's a good question.
Oh my God. Well, it's funny because like I'm a product designer and I've thought about designing a dating app because all the ones out there suck.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's super meta right now.
Right? Oh man. But like also there is the pressure to like make something cool. But
yeah,
my ideal dating website is like if you're gonna put yourself out there, like go bold, like do a video recording or a voice recording, like something to actually get the vibe of someone. Because what I don't like is like, okay, yeah, pictures say 1,000 words, but like I get way more information about a person if I hear them speak.
Right.
But people are like petrified of putting themselves, like real selves, online. But honestly, like I've actually met people through Instagram, not like romantically, but friends.
Yeah.
But I could totally see myself like actually meeting someone through Instagram because like I put myself, my authentic self out there, and there's no expectation of like, hey, I'm going to talk to this person and ask them out on a date because this is a dating site. This is a site for just about anything artistic. And
don't be a dildo.com.
Yeah, don't be a dildo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, please have one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Don't be a dildo, but bring one. So
you have to break that down in like an acronym or whatever. Like, .com.
.com. Oh my God. Yes. Because
don't be a dildo, but bring one, all one word, .com.
Yeah.
At that point, I would just put hash marks in it.
Yeah, I
it's a lot of it's a yeah, lot. I was trying to do it in my head too. I'm like, shit. I nope.
DBA, don't be a D. DBAD, don't be a dildo.
Don't be a dildo.
But
BBO.
DAB, whatever.
Whatever we just said. .com.
Yeah. .com. Sounds
like, and you're gonna be able to rate with a T. People.
Yeah, leave reviews like this person stood me up or this person ghosted me.
Paul, stop recording because I don't want to. This is a good idea.
Right?
Just bleep this whole part out, please.
Oh, you know what would be messed up but really funny? What if there was a dating website where it was like also Uber and you had to pick people up? And no, that would be scary.
That would be really
yeah,
scary.
That would, yeah, yeah, no, that's good.
You're like, I'm going to drive you around for 10 minutes.
No, it's like, and there's like, that's like an immediate red flag because I don't have a car. So it's like, and you're like, wait, no, fuck this. gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free. .com.
Yes. We're going to buy all these domains.
I think, that's actually a good idea, considering that most of the women I meet online do not have cars.
Oh, and the women have to pick up the men? That would be great.
Yeah, it'd be like Bumble for this website.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the difference between... Oh, yeah, Bumble is the one where like the girl has to like initiate the conversation, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I always thought that was a good idea. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever came of that, though.
Nobody wanted to talk to you, Jordan.
No, fuck no. Why would they? Like I said, I'm honest about myself online, so that makes sense.
Right. I mean,
like if I was still doing like online dating, I'd be like, I know this sounds stupid, but I have a podcast. If you want to know who I am, go listen to a fucking episode. Right. You'll pick up very quickly who I am. Mm-hmm.
I used Tinder for a while to try to get people to come to shows.
That's brilliant. No, really. Like, I love it.
Yeah, well, I
figured... That sounds like something Larry David would do for some reason.
Look, you're already attracted to me.
Come out.
So you might as well see me perform. Then we'll really see.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
I love the comedians who like just like make a funny profile on Tinder or whatever.
Oh, like to like fuck with and troll people. Yo, exactly. Yeah, that's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
It's funny because like I was gonna say, you know, I think people dating in the comedy scene is just a bad fucking idea. Mm-hmm. Granted, Chelsea and I both came from comedy, but.
It's I used to think that, man, but I see people like, you know,
I guess it does work for some people like Ginger and Bob.
Yeah.
That works for them. And mm-hmm. they're an adorable couple. So, and I mean, both great people. So, I mean, yeah, I guess it does work sometimes.
It works sometimes, man. You can't just.
Like, but how many toxic fucking relationships have you seen? Like, weigh that out.
Something John Wellington and I have talked about for years is people tend to blame comedy for shit that's just life. So, you know.
That's the whole point of comedy is like to blame life and get on stage and fucking be like, this sucks.
But, I mean, like, people get into these toxic relationships and they blame comedy for it. And it's like, it's not comedy's fault. Like, you would have been in a toxic relationship regardless.
Comedy didn't make you fuck that person. Yeah. Well, maybe it did because they were funny enough. But mm-hmm. then you realize, like, oh, God, like three different dudes just ran through my mind where I'm like, oh, yeah, you are a fucking scumbag. All three of which don't do comedy anymore, thank God.
No,
you know the main one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, of course. Blah. Gross.
Gross.
Woo. I'm gross.
So spicy fire. Spicy fire today.
All right.
I'm surprised I'm this perked up for fucking, and not on Percocet, just perked up with how fucking hungover I am. My best friend's having a kid. We had to get drunk one more time.
Oh. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Shout out to Jesse Nabe, as always. Aww. Former guest of the show.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know. I just, I think my biggest problem with online dating is, like you said, it's really hard to get a gauge of somebody, especially when not everybody is a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you're messaging with somebody, you're not really getting a grasp of who they are because...
Oh, if they don't use correct... proper grammar or like, you know, like people who type in all lowercase and don't use any punctuation whatsoever, not even a period at the end. I'll immediately be like, you're a fucking idiot. I don't want to talk to you. I take this back.
Right.
What's your biggest red flag when you're messaging somebody and you're like, this is not going to work. I'm going to move on.
You know, I guess what I don't like right off the bat, and maybe it's because people use Tinder because of how you're supposed to use Tinder, is I don't like when people are like too flirty right off the bat. I'm like, okay, you want to fuck, I get it, but like, I guess I'm trying to like not fuck right now, and I want to get to know you and sure. not pretend that like I'm into it, because this is like not
yeah.
like happening.
So they're coming on too strong right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, bitch, you don't even know me. Like, like you could meet me and I could like fart like really bad and you could just be like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
Gross. Yeah, what did you
like,
eat?
Yeah. Or like, I could be a serial killer or I don't know. But like, bro, you want to come on to me that strong? I don't know. It just like tells me about that person. It's like, okay, you're willing to risk a lot.
I mean, those are the kind of people that suck. And then the other ones are like, hey...
Yeah.
Like, do you have a personality, you fucking idiot?
Hey.
Yeah, just like, or what's up? Like, what right. do you mean, what's up? Like, you don't fucking know me. Don't ask me what I'm doing.
Right, right. I'd be like, well, I just drank coffee, and now I'm on here talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. <now. laughs> Like, what the fuck do you think I'm doing?
Right, right, right.
So what's an opening line that works on you, then? What gets your, it's like, okay, I want to talk to this person.
You got great questions today,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Honestly, I think if I have a written at bio and someone comments on something that I wrote and they're like, oh my God, I like that book too. And then I'm yeah. like, okay, they're actually interested in what I'm interested in. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I love compliments, like, I love people when they tell me I'm pretty, but like, I don't care. That tells me nothing about why you actually like me.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's got to be more than just like the physical thing for it to be a thing.
Right, right.
Okay. It's weird because I've run into where like I will do that on a dating site and people are weirded out by it.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. It's like, hey, I'm not comfortable with you reading that much into it, and it's like, I don't
what?
Then why'd you fucking put it there?
Yeah.
Like, my dude, my mantra today is fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Seriously. But I that was a good point, like when somebody's like, oh yeah, and like that's, you know, same thing with like, even though it's not online, but me and mm-hmm. Chelsea, like she initiated a text to me and was like, hey, you like Twin Peaks, right? Mm-hmm. And like, and that's like our thing. I mean, with our wedding, our engagement is, you know, a Twin Peaks tattoo.
Yeah.
And like, so yeah, I like when it's like, oh shit, this person I like likes this, mm-hmm. like this very specific thing. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. This like, is exciting.
Let's talk.
I mean, like, especially Chelsea with Twin Peaks, because that's like one of my all time favorite TV shows. Aww. And it's like, no, it probably is. And it's hers too. So it's like, yeah. Like, that's not every day that, like, you find somebody that's like, yeah, I really like David Lynch. Like, it just doesn't happen every day. Right. So you got to jump on that.
Sure. Yeah. For sure.
Did you run out of questions?
No, I was just letting you get all of your I Love Chelsea talk Aww. Out.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
You know, it's actually really refreshing to see someone who's so satisfied with their relationship. Like, that's a big thing. Like,
yeah, it doesn't
2019.
Happen. It doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't happen a lot. Yeah, I know. And I've just watched, but like a lot of my friends are in really like good, satisfying relationships, and it's nice.
Strike that. It didn't happen to me is what I should have said. That's more Chelsea shit for you. And now I'm just being a prick.
Okay. You keep being a prick.
Ask our guest some questions, please.
don't act like you're the boss. You're not. Just because...
Hey, this
like,
is 5149.
Just because you are in a successful relationship and I have been avoiding dating like the plague since my little trauma doesn't mean you're the expert here, buddy.
I would consider myself an expert on a lot of things, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, so okay, Cupid.
That was the one I was on at first. And then Tinder, and then I tried Bumble. That was it. That was where I stopped.
Did you find more success with OkCupid with the people that you had a high percentage match with or a low percentage match with?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say the higher percentage, it was more on point. I mean, you answer questions and see if, you know, you match there, so it makes sense.
I just found that the people that I had higher percentage matches with, we ended up becoming like friends and not like hopping into bed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that.
It was weird.
OkCupid's the one where like people can answer questions, right? And you can like go through and read. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Answers, yeah.
All funny story. Real quickly. I found a person's somebody I had seen years before this, and again, just like not a good thing. Well, just not a good thing.
Okay.
And at all. And I was reading the questions and answers. I was totally creeping.
Yeah.
And but I wanted, like, I was just curious as to like what's this person doing, you know, 6-7 years later. Mm-hmm. And I was reading these questions. I'm like, oh shit, that's about me. Oh shit, that's about me. Oh shit, that is 100%.
What?
Swear to God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very, and I was
that's
like,
creepy.
Yeah, I was like, this is okay. And now I don't feel so creepy. I was just like, I'm gonna back out of this. Like, you know, like the Homer Simpson thing.
So they were like luring you.
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. It was a bizarre experience. Okay. I think that's when I got off OkCupid, like for good. I was like, yeah. I don't like this.
Right.
I used OkCupid for a long time just as writing prompts.
Oh my God. Yes.
Because those questions are like, okay, I'm going to try to write a joke based off this question. Mm. And then I would get messages like, hey, you're really funny. I have no interest in dating you.
You're really funny. Oh, man.
That's awesome, dude.
That's great.
I get that a lot.
You're funny, but I'm not going to fuck you.
I prefer it that way, I'll be honest.
Fair enough.
It's just, it works out better for everybody. Consume that content, not this content. This content is not going out into the world.
Yeah. This content is much more impressive than this content.
I mean, I work harder on that content than on this content.
Oh, God, that's really fun. Great. Oh, man. I'm going to go find his OkCupid profile. I'm going to dig it up.
I don't know if it's up anymore.
And then I'm just going to send it to Paul. I'm going to record it on my phone and just read Shear's questions and answers.
I don't know if it's up. I don't know. It might be up. I doubt it.
Well, I think technically, if you want to find Shear's profile, if it exists, Shear has to like men and you have to like men in order to find his profile.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Luckily, he's looking it up.
Right.
I just looked it up and the first thing that popped up is when I Googled OkCupid Dirty Shears. I think that's what it was. Is close ass pussy Mary Jane, free ass beach porn, 66 Janes, get on. And so I don't think it's up anymore. Busty lick panty, 17 new images.
This is someone else's profile?
No, it just, that's what popped up when I Googled it.
But wait, was the busty what? Busty lick? What the fuck?
Busty lick panty, 17 new images.
Ooh.
From clitorishustler.com.
Oh my, Clitoris Hustler. Can we just take a moment and appreciate that title?
I feel like if that's not somebody's gimmick, it should be.
Yeah.
Not Clit Hustler, Clitoris. Or Clitoris Hustler. Oh my God.
It's got to be all of the syllables.
Yeah, right.
Is there a Praxis way to pronounce clitoris?
Clitoris.
And if you don't say it like that, get the fuck out of here.
Yes. I had some fun, clitoris.
Oh, it's funny. Like, after I started dating Chelsea, like, maybe a month or two down the road, like, I don't take the time to delete that shit. Like, I just don't care. Yeah. Like, and it'd be fucking hilarious if I logged into it and just had messages, like, and then, you're a fucking asshole, like, Tinder or whatever. Yeah. And her best friend was, like, swiping through one day, and she was like, Jordan's on Tinder. And Chelsea was like, she wouldn't have cared anyway, but she was like, hey, Abby says you're on Tinder. I was like, yeah, I was. And she's like, your profile's still up. And I was like, I don't care. She's like, okay. Like, it was that simple. Like,
that's cool.
So I think it's pretty funny that I'm still on there. It would be even funnier if I logged in and had no messages.
I'm going to guess that's the case, but. I know I deleted my Tinder a while ago and my Bumble. And like, they have a couple of other apps that I tried out and it's more like, I think I just want to feel like I should try to be a person for a little bit and try to actually go on dates. And then I remember that I'm so disassociated that I don't want to fucking do that. So I delete it.
You said you're not currently on anything?
Mm-mm.
We got to get our app going.
Yeah,
we
got to.
Yeah, like if we can find, like, it was funny. I can't even remember what it was, but like 4 or 5 years ago, I had this brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. For like an app. I don't even remember what it was. And I was like, okay, no, this, I gotta find like a, I gotta find a, like a, and what are the, is it an engineer? What are you?
Oh, like, a designer? Yeah, developer.
Developer, yeah. Okay. I was like, I gotta find somebody who knows how to build apps, blah, blah, blah. Woke up the next day, couldn't fucking remember what it was.
Oh,
didn't
shit.
Write it down or anything. Oh, so this bad. One, you know. We got to do this.
Yeah.
It's out into the world now.
Don't be a dildo, but bring one.
Yeah, don't be a dildo, but bring one. Yeah. And what? Who, what audience? So, like, lesbians?
Sure.
Pretty
much.
It's
2019.
Yeah,
anybody.
You know what? Anyone can wear a dildo. Yeah. You know? Even men.
Or use one.
Right, yeah. Like, it's just part of the deal. Everyone brings a dildo, whether they use it or not. It's just part of the protocol.
You know, to make it, and you know what? To make it different from other sites, we'll do monthly meetups, you know, where it's group, but everybody bring a dildo. We'll meet at the McDonald's on the corner of Denison and Pearl.
Oh my God.
That is the perfect place to
no,
bring a dildo.
We'll meet at Steve's Hot Dogs. Oh. And we'll just take up the whole diner.
Steve's is already in enough trouble right now.
Why?
I just went there a couple days ago. Apparently,
like the one by my old house?
Not that one.
Okay, the other one. Okay.
The other one. Like, somebody called the cops because people would hang out and smoke cigarettes, like, right in front of the the diner, and it was a thing that people did, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's Steve's. Like, sit on
it's
the bench.
It's a fucking hot dog place. Like, it's not like we're fucking fine dining here.
Right. Yeah,
and somebody called the cops, and now they have a sign on the door of like, hey, you can't smoke cigarettes and sit in front of Steve's anymore.
So, like, no loitering type of thing?
It's so...
You kind of like the silent Bob of Steve's, and they took that away from you.
It could have been. I don't know. I don't want to hang out in Brooklyn for that long, so.
Nah, nothing there to see.
Nah.
No, I've got friends there now, because, yeah, things have changed.
Adult friend finder?
No, not, not adult friend finder. Like I said, I'm not paying for...
Oh, is that one you'd have to pay? Is that one you have to pay for?
Yeah, you have to pay for it. And then also, their data got hacked.
And that's like the straight up... Oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm. So that's the straight up, like, we're here to fuck, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. I would always get, like... my only experience with it, honestly, is people would be on it, and then they send me reports, hey, guess who I found on Adult Friend Finder?
Oh, God.
And it's like, I know they like to fuck, so this is not news.
Fuckfinder.com.
Fuckfinder.
Because I feel like Adult Friend Finder is like, it's kind of repetitive, you know what I mean? Right. It's not like you're going to have kidfriendfinder.com, and if you do, fuck off,
oh,
weirdo.
God.
Jesus. That's the app you should build.
Fuckfinder. I mean, that's to the point.
No, he's talking about Kid Friend Finder.
Oh, my Lord.
But no, Fuckfinder, it's like, it's very poignant. it's to the point. Yeah. Just like, hey, this is what I'm here for. You don't like it? Fuck off. On to the next one.
Exactly.
And is that like, I mean, I'm sure there's people who hook up and become like, you know, couples or whatever through there, but it's like, you're just there to fuck. It's just like, I wonder how many times, like, it's just like a one and done.
Yeah.
Probably more than, I'd say probably more than anything.
I mean,
because that's how people are now.
Right.
I mean, so many people that I know that, like, are into casual sex, that's what it is. It's just one and done. And either, you know, mostly because they don't click. Because
right.
I think, you know, chemistry is real important when it comes to that. So it's if, you know, but at least you're giving it the old college try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But it doesn't always work out. Mm-hmm. I've hooked friends of mine up that I thought, hey, they would make a great couple.
Listen, that's bad. I know that's backfired on you before.
What?
Like when you have friends that hook up.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely.
Like, especially when you've played a role where like, hey, you guys should meet.
Right. I was like, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah. Well, it's less awkward. Sometimes it gets really bad.
Oh, no.
It's like, hey, why'd you hook me up with this crazy person? Alone.
Or if they hit it off, but they're like toxic to each other. Oh, God.
Mm.
Yeah. And, like, somebody descends into madness.
Right? You're like,
I feel
fuck.
I feel like, though, like, the evil genius he is, he'd be like, oh, this is great. So maybe you should start trying to hook people up that you don't like,
ooh,
where it's like, haha, I'm going to fuck all your lives up. Might make you feel better. I don't know. Yeah. It'd make me feel better, I think.
That's okay. A really good idea.
The what? We need a domain name. Like.
So, yeah.
Sheer says fuckyou.com. Sheer says go fuck each other.com.
Yeah, go fuck each other. Oh, my God.
I just immediately thought of a few things.
We're going to have you back on the show. We're going to have to scrap this whole thing.
Yeah.
We're about to become millionaires.
Right.
All of us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. For real.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm, this is, you know, go fuck yourself matchmaker. And, this is my spin on matchmaking where if you hate someone, I help them find someone that they can, you know, fuck and
then go fuck each other.
Go fuck each other.
And then they leave the rest of the world alone.
GFE.com.
Yeah, right.
GFE.com is something completely different.
Girlfriend experience.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
That's very true.
Are you?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. So when... So when you're with the prostitute,
okay,
or a sex worker is the
preferred nomenclature now.
Yeah, as well it should be, honestly. There's too much.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about that on the show before. We're both fine with it. Like, yeah. People should be allowed to do what they want as long as they are regulating it. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But the girlfriend experience is where, you know, you have, like, the actual date and, like, there's making out and shit. It's not just, like, clothes come off, things happen.
Oh, so it's kind of, like, still intimate and, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more loving.
Well, I know that that's like a thing with like cam girls and stuff now. Like they will like a lot of, I think like a lot of them are just like, they basically put it all out there and it's like, hey, this is what this costs. Like if you want the girlfriend experience, you know, it's this much. I guess like that includes like texting and like, it's just. Wow. It's a very, like, it's become very intricate, and I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, hey, go fucking do that, man. Like,
right.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. If you got enough moxie to fucking do that and, like, be willing to put yourself out there, by all means.
Fuck yeah.
That's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dangerous business.
But you know what people need to stop doing? People need to stop putting their fucking Venmo and Cash App bullshit on their fucking, like people on Facebook and Twitter. They're like, hey, you know, like, no, fuck off. I'm not just going to give you money because you need it. Right, I need fucking money.
Oh, I mean, like if they don't offer a service?
Yeah, no, just like straight up just regular people. Like, like I've seen a meme, or not a meme, like an actual post on Facebook, like probably within the last week or two, like, hey, if you've liked me at any point, and it was serious.
Oh my God.
It was like, hey, if you like me at any point, like, you know, $20 in my Cash App or Venmo, whatever the fuck it was, would be great right now. Like, and if anybody falls for that, like, again, fucking idiot. You're so stupid.
I just, I don't like shit like that only because, like, I see Stan Piatt's GoFundMe, like, every couple of weeks pops up on my feed, and it's not funded. And that man was on the radio for years, and he's got cancer, and it's not being funded. And then these fucking assholes are like, I need $20 because,
I ran out of smokes, and I, you know, need to get a fucking... You know, I don't know, haircut. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
I gotta go to Best Cuts. You know,
Best Cuts. Yeah.
I don't like putting. You know, I had a Patreon for.
That's different.
Yeah.
That is offering us. That's offering services.
Right. It's like supporting a podcast or supporting. I don't know what you do.
Somebody's comedy. Somebody's writing. You know, right. they're willing to put up specific content for this thing. If you're a fan of that person, Patreon is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, there's an app, not an app, it's a site called Coffee, or it's ko.fi, and you buy somebody a coffee. It's like a tipping system. A lot of people on Twitter use it. It's, that are actually like,
that's a creative brilliant stuff. Fucking idea.
Yeah.
Like, because everybody, like, if you're on there, obviously, like, fucking coffee.
Right.
So that's, I that would be great. Free coffee all the time
because
you think I'm funny.
Right. Great. Awesome. Exactly.
Yeah. It's I've seen I looked on the site because I was somebody that I follow has it, and I was like, oh, people are using this. So it's pretty cool. You know, whatever it takes, because shit, man, you can only get so many paid gigs in a month.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Speaking of paid gigs in a month, Sarah, where can we find you on the internets and out in the world?
So I have an Instagram. You can find me on Sarah M. Yeager. I have a Facebook page, which is S. Yeager. And then on YouTube, you can find me at Sarah M. Yeager. I post a lot of just like short content videos. I also just released like a short film mockumentary.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's on YouTube.
That's
and
on
Instagram.
YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name on YouTube?
The channel,
yeah.
Or just type in Sarah M. Yeager, and
okay.
I should be the first one to pop
subscribe
up.
Right now.
Now, something we have to clarify something because it popped up earlier. Are you expecting people to solicit you for dating now on Instagram?
Oh God, yeah, I guess if people want to reach out and say hi, they can. But just know that I may not say hi back.
Don't be a dildo.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be a dildo.
And if I don't talk to you, don't fucking try and bring one.
Right.
Oh, I'm putting one next to the bat in the trunk now. That is my next purchase. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to hate find anybody that hates online dating as much as Sarah Yeager.
No, there is another. The world dies again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniels is drunk in me.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.